Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
15926.
May I please have your first and last name?
Doris Gehagen.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
Wait a minute. Are you in Arizona?
I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves over 300 companies, and we're located overseas.
What do you do? I mean, you're a customer service agent for what?
We service over 300 companies. In order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account for you.
Okay, Top Fit Innovation.
If you're looking at any bank statements or anything, I wouldn't know the name because the merchant's name could be different from the service or the product.
Well, this is on my account, Top Fit Innovation, for $59.89, and it has this phone number on it, Arizona.
In order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account, and I will need that address for security purposes. Not willing to provide any information, then I won't be able to assist you.
642 Lynn Street.
Thank you for that. I do see where our meal plan was purchased. This could have been done through a survey by entering into a sweepstakes to win an item. The item could have been an iPad, a mixer, or even a Dyson vacuum cleaner on the 5th of April.
What's it for? A what?
It could have been an iPhone, a mixer, or even a Dyson vacuum cleaner on the 5th of April.
That's the wrong
date. Do you recall signing up for one of those products on that day, on the 5th of April?
That's not the date on this.
Yes, ma'am. I do know that you were charged the 5th of May. Do you recall purchasing the item on the 5th or signing up for one of those products on the 5th of April?
Not for this Top Fit Innovation.
Okay, so you don't recall signing up to get a mixer or a Dyson vacuum cleaner or even an iPhone on that day. Is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up for one of those products without your knowledge?
No, I think I signed up for a mixer, but I did not sign up for the food.
Once you sign up for the mixer, in those terms and conditions, you're automatically enrolled into a monthly subscription for our meal plan. And so you call in to get the account canceled out.
What did you say? Repeat that.
Once you sign up to enter into the sweepstakes to win one of those items, you're automatically enrolled into a monthly subscription for our meal plan. And so you call in to get the account canceled out.
And where do I call for that?
You can always call this number. I'll be more than happy to get the account canceled out for you today. That will prevent any future charges effective immediately. I'm sorry, what was that?
That would be great. In other words, I do have to pay this $59.
That is for that that meal plan. You can always download the app as well, so you're able to access your meal plans. The app is called Bite Hub.
I don't want it at all. I never want it.
I'll be more than happy to get the account canceled out for you. I do have a cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Oh, wait. I need a piece of paper now. Okay.
The number is 920-699-142. The number again is 920-699-142. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
And this number is what?
That is your cancellation confirmation number. Hello?
I'm here. And when you cancel this out, I will be credited my $59.
No, ma'am. Cancellation does not mean a refund. It means the prevention of any future charges.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Yeah, sure.